Nuns' Choir. The first paintings to be executed were the pair of apostles and prophets on the walls of the nave and the Last Judgment on the counter facade, separated by two large windows. In the central part are Christ and the Virgin Mary and St. John the Baptist. Above, a cherub and the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Below we have the Feast of the Cross, adorned with 24 youths, angels, and prophets, while the coffered ceiling above today conceals a depiction of the Madonna of the Apocalypse. Left of the large window is the procession towards the heavenly Jerusalem, with a host of saints, and in the center, the two Angevin saints, King Louis of France, wearing a crown and royal garments, and the son of Queen Maria of Hungary, Louis, canonized in 1317, wearing bishop's garb over a Franciscan habit. Below an array of the elect, the last two figures of the first group, wearing lilied crowns and royal clothing, have been identified as the rulers of Naples who commissioned the cycle of paintings, Charles II Anjou and his wife Maria of Hungary, who died in 1323. On the right wall of the counter facade is a depiction of hell with its various pits. On the wall to the left of the choir, within panels separated by small tortile columns and architectural moldings with a cosmatesque flavor, are episodes from the life of Christ. The panels below frame paintings from the final phase of the Donna Regina cycle, five stories from the life of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, ancestor of Queen Maria. The depiction of the architecture and of the interiors, veritable perspective chambers, reflect a culture updated on Giotto's language in the Bardi and Peruzzi chapels, both in the Church of Santa Croce in Florence. The small painting of the Apocalypse on the right side of the nave probably derives from a lost fresco of Santa Chiara that adorned the church, it too Franciscan, which Giotto had entirely decorated with a cycle of paintings, unfortunately lost, of the Apocalypse and stories of the Old Testament.